the leading general of this particular emperor. Actually, he was one of the great generals of all time, but every time he'd win a great victory, why Justinian had issued some kind of a cross mandate, depriving the victory of any significance at all. The Roman Empire was all knit back together again 3-4 times, and each time this Justinian would issue another mandate and crumple it all up again. A fascinating fellow, and at the end of this general's career, Belisarius, he was rewarded by having his eyes put out. This great emperor, one of the great Christian emperors, this great emperor is the one who is responsible for the desolation now present on the south coast of the Mediterranean, which is to say the north coast of Africa. He is directly responsible for that, and yet we still use his law code. This doesn't seem very significant to you, but he made an awful splash. He just ruled for years and years and years, and he finally, hand fell off or something like that from signing silly decrees. And people for countries all around, they just subscribed to this 100%. The more people he'd illegally tax, burn, and torture, why, the happier they seemed to be about the whole thing. There was no smell of revolt. But in the same people, just a few years before Justinian, just a few years afterwards, took a perfectly good emperor who had equitable laws, equitable taxes, did things the right way, had his courts just. Nobody, in Justinian's time, if you had a couple of quick bucks, you could do one of two things. You could get a law changed, or the emperors just before that and just after that time were fairly good emperors, and they'd last something on the order of 10, 12 months, be the regime, see? Just boom. Revolts all over the place. Well, what is this? What is this? Well, that's certainly enough government. Get the idea? Enough government. Well, now when people get habituated to enough government, they think, or almost enough government, if there ever could be enough government, somebody tries to lighten it up, and the populace blows into revolt. Now, what we're looking at here is a close, short-term look. These good governments actually couldn't hedge themselves about with enough protection at any given time to let the populace blow. And what you had there was a sudden explosion on the part of the populace, and it merely seemed to be against a government running good 8C. You got that?
Yeah.
All right. Because these good governments were weak in that they did not safeguard adequately against blows, the whole country would go to pieces, so the apparency to the populace was that it required all this duress in order to make a government at all. The populace had an idea of how much government there ought to be, and if you didn't give them that much government, they exploded. But they would have exploded to a higher level if somebody could have caught them. But nobody ever caught them as they came up on the up bounce. They'd just get some new tyrant who would push them down harder. You got the idea?